Blog Talk Radio.
We are a New Testament church. What I mean by New Testament, we are the church that Jesus established on the day of Pentecost. When Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," we're a New Testament church. We are apostolic in doctrine. Apostolic means that we follow the apostles' doctrine. The men that Jesus poured 3.5 years of his ministry in. The apostles. We teach and preach and practice the apostles' doctrine. We are Pentecostal. We're apostolic in doctrine. And we are Pentecostal in the Pentecostal experience. The Bible teaches that on the day of Pentecost, the church was birthed with the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So we are a Spirit-filled, apostolic in doctrine, Pentecostal in experience church here in Maryville. And I want to speak about that Pentecostal experience. In Joel chapter 28, Isaiah chapter 28, and verse number 9, Scripture says that God spoke and said, "Whom shall he make? Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast." You see, he said, if I'm going to teach you doctrine, if I'm going to teach you understanding and knowledge, it has to be those that are no longer infants in their belief. They have to be drawn from the breast. They have to be those that he can teach understanding. He said, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. He said, I'm going to teach you by precepts, by my laws. And he said, it's going to be precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. In other words, all the word is going to fit together. It's going to be precept upon precept. And then he said, line upon line. And notice how he keeps repeating himself, line upon line, line upon line. And then he says, here a little, and there a little. You're going to come to this truth. You're going to come to maturity. You're going to understand doctrine by precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. And then verse 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Now he talks about a time that he's going to teach people doctrine, and that he's going to teach them understanding. And he said, you've got to be willing to have precept upon precept. You've got to be willing to see line upon line. You've got to be willing to receive truth here a little and there a little. And then he said, when all of that gets done, I'm going to speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Then he goes on to say, and this is the refreshing. And this is the rest. But the only part of that that I'm determined not to agree, not to obey, is the part that says, but they would not hear. The Jewish people would not hear. But I am not answering for the Jewish people today. I'm answering for me. I have heard. I'm glad to have that stammering lip and another tongue. I'm glad to have God speaking to me through stammering lips and another tongue. And I'm so glad this Pentecostal experience of baptism with the Holy Ghost.
As for me and my house, as for me and my house, me and my house, we're gonna be free. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we're gonna be free. I declare freedom for my family. I declare freedom for my home. I declare freedom for my daughters. I declare freedom for my sons. I declare what your word has spoken, no matter what I feel or what I see. I declare every change.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to your place. I'm sorry, but we are not going to have a show tonight. Technical difficulties. And I'm so sorry, but we'll see you back here next week at your place. Good night.